looks like
8.95 acres.
8.95 acres, and it's
what BOA? Well,
366.
I don't know if it was. I don't know if the classification was changed or if it was just the. I think what that was the land study, Russ. We've been in Branson School District. We've they have changed the per acre value because they've done this to almost all the vacant land, and the land study was done by school district. It's putting it at 56. Okay, 4356 an acre, and that's what I think. That's what the change is on this one. Is that correct?
Yeah, she moved the parcel number, and I don't have it on my list that I can find.
Okay, just a second. BOE, it's a parcel number 6.016.
18.
And this is just vacant land, isn't it, Russ?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything in the Branson School District went up like this on vacant land.
Just give me a second to bring it up, please.
Huh?
Just give me a second to bring it up.
All right.
I'll tell you exactly why.
I'm assuming it's not a landlocked piece of property or anything like that.
No.
Yeah, I didn't get a copy of the land study in my sunshine request, but, you know, if they want to send me something on that, you know, I appreciate it.
I'm sure they can. Obviously, the sale's somewhat limited in the county, but from everything, we've had to look at this with lots of people and with developers and stuff like that.
8.95 acres at 4356 an acre.
Okay, so that's what's changed. And then basically what the land study was is that the assessor's office took the highest one and the lowest one and threw them out and then used the second lowest value for, and they did it by school district, basically.
Okay.
And that's how they did it. But yes, okay. I'm sure it's available if you want to get a copy. So,
yes, you can have a copy.
But that's what the basis is. I don't know of any, unless there's something about the land where it doesn't have access or something like that, we've been trying to be consistent with that on that change. I don't think you could sell that property for what is it? Is it at 38,990? I don't know that you could.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I think the fair market value is looks reasonable compared to what it could be sold for.
Okay, go ahead and make your entry on that, and then I'll see what the client wants to do on that.
Fair enough. Okay, do you know is there anything about the property we need to know before we make a ruling?
No, I just make sure the classification is right, Dave. That would be the only thing.
Is it an ag?
It's residential.
Okay.
And it's in a neighborhood.
How many
right?
acres?
8.95.
Can you bring it up on Beacon?
It surrounds the.
There's one of these, and again, I don't have it with me, but there's one of these that was moved from ag to residential.
I think this has got to be it.
No, this has been residential.
This is residential.
No, this has been residential for that's
okay.
Yes, this is residential.
It's been residential
it's
for
been
years.
It's been residential the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this has not changed. It's been res.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that we have another one, Russ, that has a
so that might have been one of the ones that we didn't appeal to.
Oh, okay.
That we withdrew because we withdrew a couple of them.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and make the ruling, and I'll talk to the client about it.
All right. With respect to BOE 366, to be consistent with what we've done in other cases, with respect to vacant land, I would make a motion that we deny change in valuation.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, Russ. Thank you, and I'm sorry I did not remember about the other stuff. So thanks.
No, that's okay. I appreciate y'all's time. Have a good day.
You too. Bye
bye. Bye.
All right.
So is MBSS coming in person?
I think we're calling.
We're calling. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do we want to try knocking out that Chris that was next to his cousin's property, the Gray's property?
What POE was that?
528. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm looking at BOE 342, the first one on our docket.
Saints.
So I'm trying to, there's this letter from you, Susan, in 22.
Right, and I told you why I had to do that letter, but we need the proof. We need to know what it really is, because I wasn't able to get any information. It was just what my
You've recently commissioner checked the panel's
letter. Stephanie, did you say, Stephanie, did you say that you emailed that to us, because I did not get it?
It's for low income housing tax credits.
I get it.
Okay. And I printed everything except the 189-page document.
This land of land use restriction covenants for low income housing tax credits between the MDHC and the owner. And the owner is
Jerry, do you need me to send it to you?
I found it. It was in my spam folder.
Yeah, Saint Street Apartments, a Missouri limited partnership. That's a four. Unless they have a 501c3 designation, that's. Okay. There's no doubt that the operation of it is tax exempt. They are all dedicated to special needs. The housing is.
So this says that upon receipt of the buyout price, the partnership shall distribute the proceeds in liquidation.
Where is the?
That is on page 2 of the right of first refusal.
Right. Well, but it says. See, it names all the other ones.
With regard to low income, you shall be recorded as
acquiring, developing, constructing, partnership.
So it says the rights set forth shall be conditioned upon the agreement by grantee that the project will be maintained for low income use for at least 15 years after the later of the end of the compliance period.
That doesn't mean the partnership is not making a profit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't see anything about a 501c3 or C6.
I mean, some of the ones that are on there, but I don't know how we exempt it. I mean, I need the bylaws, I mean, just like I've asked for in every other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not the bylaws of the. I mean, I think it's wonderful what they're doing, but again, I don't know how we exempt it. I mean, or the partnership agreement, whatever they've got. You know, I don't know. Whatever. The Saint Street Apartments has granted. First Amendment and Restricted Agreement of Limited Partner. Okay, yes.
It's the long, I don't know, 189-page document. Do you want me to print it for you?
No, I probably just need to look it up on the computer.
Okay. Did you read this letter from Chuck Pennell?
Yes, I have. Yeah. But there's...
Yeah.
I don't... Well, excuse me. I don't know that I've read that in detail, but...
Well, he's quoting a Missouri statute in here.
Yeah.
About political subdivision.
Yeah, but that just means they're a partner in the project. It still doesn't deal with the land. I mean, in other words, there's no... Him saying that...
I agree. I don't see any bylaws.
That's what apparently this is, and I'm trying to... what we're looking for is it should have dissolution.
Control F on that document and type in the word dissolution, and it should take you right to it.
The term dissolution?
The term dissolution.
The word dissolution. Yeah, Control F on the document.
It could be termed winding up, but it's probably dissolution.
No, I just found how to spell dissolution.
Termination.
59. 3. 1. 4. 3.
It should be towards the end of the document.
Yeah, it's usually right, like the second or third to the last page. Yeah, it's usually towards the end. No, keep going. Should be somewhere in those last three pages.
My eyesight stinks, so I can't help you very much right now. That's an addendum.
Yeah, keep going. You got to get above the
interest of general partner.
Keep going.
Permitted withdrawal.
Keep going. Okay, slow down.
Yeah, the dissolution section should have a larger, I mean, they should have several provisions. These are probably, I'll have to walk down there and see if I can.
Yeah, I can't see it either. I can usually tell.
Can you make it bigger, Jennifer? Can you expand it? Thank you.
Keep going back up. These are just the general provisions of notice. Keep going up. The contractual terms. Okay, just a second.
You're getting close.
The partnership shall continue in full force and effect of perpetuity. And its assets include the prior to
Well, it sounds like they still got rights to transfer if they want to. Mm-hmm.
Having that ship first amended and restated agreement and then the partnership.
There's no doubt there's restrictions on the property which may...
Wait, go back.
Probably greatly affect...
Which way am I going?
Go back. Just a little bit more, right there. So this is saying to the extent required. So they can transfer it to new owners within that MDHC, but it's not saying that they can sell it. To the extent so required pursuant to the agreement.
Unless all such buildings are supposed to...
Person or entity, unless all of such building is disposed of to such person or entity. But the MHDC has to approve.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely restrictions on transfer. But that affects the value or the sales of property.
On the disposed of any portion of the building.
Keep going. This is just transfer restrictions. I want to know, there should be a specific section for code too long.
Well, we can tell by the section heading. Which one we need.